On Capitol Hill, both the House and Senate are gearing up for final votes on a bill to add drug coverage to Medicare. A House vote is likely early tomorrow. The Senate could vote early next week. While the drug benefit for Medicare is not highly controversial, other parts of the measure are, particularly those aimed at shoring up the finances of the health program for 41 million elderly and disabled Americans. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the last-minute lobbying.
With the outcome in the House still uncertain, House and Senate backers of the measure this afternoon rallied their troops. The rally in favor of the bill was led by House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
My friends, for the physical health of seniors, for the fiscal health of Medicare, the time has come to strengthen Medicare with a much-needed prescription drug benefit.
The key endorsement that's pushed the bill to the brink of enactment came from the 35 million-member senior group, AARP. AARP leaders attended the rally, which also featured real-life seniors like Dorothea Yancey of Lakewood, Colorado.
Right now, we choose between buying our medicine and eating. And that should not be a choice.
Republicans also reached out to reluctant House conservatives who say the bill spends too much and reforms Medicare too little. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay stressed that the measure is about more than just adding prescription drugs.
It does what no major legislation this close to passage has ever before promised. It begins to fix Medicare. This is our chance.
And that's exactly what Democratic opponents of the measure fear. At a separate news conference, Democratic senators beseeched their colleagues to look beyond the immediate political appeal of the bill's $400 billion drug benefit. They say other aspects of the bill, including private plan competition and possible caps on spending, would threaten Medicare's long-term viability. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow heads Senate Democrats' Prescription Drug Task Force.
Contrary to what has been said, this is not a step in the right direction. This is a bad deal. It's a bad deal in the short run for the poorest of the poor that will pay more. It's a bad deal for those who have current coverage.
In fact, Democrats released a report by health economist Ken Thorpe documenting exactly how many retirees who currently have employer-provided drug coverage would lose it if the bill becomes law. Thorpe found that despite changes made last week to encourage employers to continue providing coverage, 25% of Medicare beneficiaries who currently have retiree drug plans would probably see them canceled.
So it's 1 in 4 now that would lose it. It was 1 in 3 before.
Stabenow and other Democrats also accused Republicans of writing the bill less to help seniors and more to benefit their friends in the private sector.
Who benefits? Well, you're looking at HMOs, insurance companies, and pharmaceutical companies probably high-fiving it all the way to the bank right now. But our seniors have been left out in the cold.
Senate Democrats haven't said yet whether they'll try to mount a filibuster of the bill, whose full text has only been available since yesterday. They said they want more time to see exactly what's in it. But more and more undecided senators are coming out in support of the bill, most recently moderate Republican Olympia Snowe of Maine. Now the biggest question is whether the bill can get through the House. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.